Okay. What is the proper time of chatzitza?
You might be
of chatzitza. Sorry, you might be wondering. I'm still in the last simon. You might be wondering, what is the proper time for chafifa? So this is a whole discussion. We'll skip the first half of the discussion on Samach Zayin Amud Beis. We'll come back to that. Let's go to the second half, which goes from Samach Zayin Amud Beis to Samach Ches Amud Aleph. Ivoilu Isha Mausha Tochav Balayla Vetitbol Balayla. Is it okay for a woman to do her chafifa on the night when she goes to mikvah? What would be bad about doing her chafifa on the night when she goes to mikvah? Sounds like a great idea. She does chafifa, dunks straight into the mikvah, and has no time to get dirty in between. And she obviously focuses very well on her chafifa because she knows she's about to go to the mikvah. So Rashi explains, I think everyone agrees. The problem is, mehuma lebesa, right? That she might be in a rush. After all, if she does her chafifa in advance, if she does her chafifa at 3 in the afternoon, there's no rush. The mikvah's not opening till 6 o'clock anyway. But if she does her chafifa at 9 o'clock at night, she's in a rush to get the mikvah and get home, and she might not do a proper chafifa. So, Mar Zutra Asar, Rahimi Surashari, and then they try to bring proofs. And what's the maskana? Then they talk about what about Erev Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos, and after all, here's the other side. Can she really do chafifa on Erev Shabbos and Tovel on Motzei Shabbos? As a matter of fact, can she ever do chafifa during the day and Tovel at night? Don't you need Teichaf l'chafifa tzvila? And those are the two sides of the coin. One side of the coin is if you do your chafifa at night, you might be in a rush because every minute you skimp on your chafifa is a minute earlier to get home to be with your husband. On the other hand, if you do your chafifa during the day, then it's not right beforehand. What's the problem with right, not right beforehand? L'chora, the mainstream understanding is you have more time to get dirty in between. And what's the halacha? Let's skip to the halacha. Hilchasa, right? This is, should you would think it's an easy gemara because it ends with the hilchasa, so we know how to paskin. Isha chofef is beyom with velos b'layla, v'hilchasa isha lo tochof ela b'layla. Okay, she does chafifa dafka in the day, she does chafifa dafka at night, kasha hilchasa, hilchasa lo kasha ha de efshar ha de lo efshar. Okay, very simple. Not. So, there are three pshatim in this gemara that are in the Reish Yosef. I don't know of other pshatim offhand. What's the rule? What ha de efshar ha de lo efshar? So let's start with Rashi, right? Can't go wrong with Rashi. Who wants to tell me Rashi's pshat? What does Rashi say the rule is? The general rule.
The chafifa in the daytime.
The general rule is chafifa in the daytime because we're most afraid of mehuma lebesa being in a rush to be with her husband. Right? Is that the daytime? Is better. How better? Okay, that's the long shach. The daytime is better because of mehuma lebesa. So what does it mean, hada efshar, hada lo efshar?
Hada efshar during the day.
Hada efshar, exactly. This is the normal case, is chafifa bayom, because that's the rule. Hada lo efshar is in efshar bayom, right? Efshar bayom, kigon. Now here, there's a bit of a Gersa issue, etc., but let's take
Motzei Yom Tov v'Shabbos.
Right. Or we don't know, right? Maybe Motzei Shabbos, right? One Gersa is Motzei Shabbos, right? That's Efshar Yom. You can't do Chafifa on Shabbos until Motzei Shabbos because you need to bathe in hot water and you're not allowed to do that. You need to comb your hair and you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do the things. Then you do Chafifa Balayla. Okay, that is at least one way to read, maybe the Mechaber's way to read Rashi. That's Rashi. Who is the opposite of Rashi? The Shiltos. Shilta says, what's the rule? The rule is that nighttime is better. And therefore, what does Hada Efshar mean? This is not meant to be a hard question.
Do it at night.
Exactly. In a normal case, where it's Efshar, you do Chafifa Velayla, because you want Techef L'Chafifa Tvila. And then what's Hada Lo Efshar? You can't do it at night, such as Friday night, when you can't do any of these mlachas at night. And Efshar Velayla Kegon Leil Shabbos. Then you do your Chafifa B'yom on Friday afternoon. Okay, two diametrically opposite pshatim. Who's the third pshat in this third sheet in this machlokas or pshat in the Gemara? What does the Rush say? The Rush is not a pshat in the Gemara. Who said Rush?
I said Rush.
Is the Rush a pshat in the Gemara? Or is he like a hachra lemaisa?
He's a hachra lemaisa.
Okay. Are you just saying that?
No, he is.
Okay.
Rabbi
Yotam. Okay, that's just a version. Rabbi Yotam. What's Rabbi Yotam's basic shita? What's his basic shita? What's the basic shita of Rabbi Yotam? I know it doesn't make it into the Shulchan Aruch, but it is in the Beis Yosef.
As close as possible.
Well, you start during the day and then you...
No, that's Ari's Rush. Says Rabbi Yotam either way. Either way is fine. No, either way, what's the difference? Each way has an advantage, each way has a disadvantage, so it's a tie, so do either way. You want to do it at 3 in the afternoon, that's fine. You want to do it at 8 o'clock at night, that's also fine. So what is the Efshar Lo Efshar? It should say, just do whatever you want. So Rabbi Yotam says, no, you have to read this Hilchasa in context. Okay, it's my fault, I skipped some context. What was the context? Rava said that if your Leil Tefillah is Matzei Shabbos, you should do your Chafifa before Shabbos. And then Rav Papa said, what do you mean? Don't you need Chatechef L'Chafifa Tefillah? And Rava gave another drush and says, I take it back, I made a mistake. She shouldn't do that. She should do her Chafifa on Matzei Shabbos. The whole context is Matzei Shabbos. So says Rabbeinu Tam, that only talking about Matzei Shabbos. We're not talking in general. In general, there's no Efshar Lo Efshar. In a Tuesday, there's no Efshar Lo Efshar. Just do whatever you want. Only on Matzei Shabbos, there an Efshar Lo Efshar. And what's the Efshar? And what is the Lo Efshar? On a normal Matzei Shabbos, it's Efshar Balayla. So you do Chafifa on Matzei Shabbos. But if Matzei Shabbos is Yontif, it's Efshar not that day and not. Meaning the tension here is between what Rav said at first when he changed his mind. It's not a day and night. Day and night is Pashut. It's here is a Matzei Shabbos that's Yontif, right? Yontif Shechol Matzei Shabbos, we would say Yontif Shechol B'Matzei Shabbos E'efshar B'Layla V'lo B'Yomzeh. It's E'efshar at night. At night is Yontif. Can't come in here on Yontif. And it's E'efshar during that day either, because that day is Shabbos. And then we have a big kula, which is Chafifa Be'erev Shabbos Yom Shalem Lifnei Hatzvila. Rabbi Tam basically reads this whole Hilchasa totally different. It's not the Hilchasa about the original question we had of what's the ideal time to Tovil. Nah, that we already know the answer is whatever you want. It's a question of what to do on Matzei Shabbos. Should you do your Chafifa on Matzei Shabbos, or should you do your Chafifa 25 hours earlier on Friday afternoon? And the answer is, if you can do on Matzei Shabbos, you should. But Matzei Shabbos is Yom Tov, you can do it 25 hours in advance. That is how Rabbi Yotam reads it. But it's not talking about a regular case. In a regular case, either way is fine. It's talking about a case where it's Matzei Shabbos, so your only option is at night. And sometimes even night's not an option, only the previous day. And clearly the previous day is bidyevet. Okay, that is the three ways of reading our Gemara. And then there's the Rush. Okay, do we have to make a list of which Rishonim agree with each Shita? Basically, a lot of the Rishonim Ashkenaz agree with Rashi, not all. And most of the Rishonim Svarad agree with the Shilto, such as the Rashba and the Rambam and the Rif, etc. But in the end, what are the Rush? What does the Rush say, Lemaisa? Rush. Lemaisa, Lechatchila, what the Rush is? Lechatchila advice? Are you?
I go at the end of the day.
Start during the day and finish at night. That way you're yielding both shitas. That's clearly not a pshat in the Gemara. Not a dasher and blow asher, but he says, Lemaisa, start Beyom and finish Belila, and you have the best of both worlds. Your Yotzei Bo Shitas. Why? Rashi says, don't do it at night because you might be in a rush. Start during the day. You're not in a rush because you have time to limit the opens anyway. The Shilta says, don't do it during the day because then there'll be a big hefset before you tovo. No, but if you finish at night, there won't be a hefset. You'll go straight to the mikvah. So the ideal thing is start, you know, before Shkia, do it through Reina Shmashos, and then you won't be in a rush because you started in the day, and you also won't have a hefsek afterwards because you finished at night. Okay, that is the rush's ideal. He's not saying that as a shot in the Gemara. He's just saying that as a good hachra le maisa. Let's see how we paskin. Gimel. Chafifa tzricholios lechatchila. Well, again, lechatchila, everyone agrees that when you're stuck, you could do it. The other option. Okay, they see also the whole deal. What do we mean by better on the board? Meaning, it's a absolute halachic obligation to do this unless you're stuck, in which case we're making, or it's a halachic preference to do it this way. The difference is very subtle, so we're not going to get into it. What is the Mechaber Paskin? Chafifa tzuchalus lechatchila samach letvilasa. Who is that? What? The Shiltos. So, the Mechaber Paskins like the Shiltos. Who disagrees and Paskins may Ikra din like Rashi?
Shach.
The Shach. The Shach is very convinced that Rashi is correct. Okay, but Halach Lemaisa, not such a big nafmina. Why? Because the Mechaber continues. Minaga Kosher, the best idea, one second. Shetaskol lafakofim yod yom vosex b'chafifa jetechshach v'oz titbol. Okay, basically, he quotes the Rush. It's not a stira that he quotes the Rush, he quotes the Shiltos. Because he's passing like the Shiltos, but he admits that it's even better to do like the Rush. Like, why not the extra... It's not that he thinks Rashi's crazy, and we've simply gotten ready from the Halacha books. No, he passed like the Shiltos, but it's better to have all the Milas and do like the Rush. And then he adds, V'chein the Kosher, also from the Rush. Even though she did her chafifa at home, when she walks to the mikvah, do a quick combing before she dips in the mikvah just to be on the safe side. Yes?
I don't understand. Why are we saying that the Mechaber is not like Rashi?
Because he says the mitzvah lechatchila samach letfilasa is right before she tovels. Minigah kosher is to start during the day and finish at night. That's the Rush.
It's not necessarily against this previous line of lechatchila samach
letfilasa. I know it's not against. He's passing like the Shiltos, but he says the best thing is to be machmir for everyone.
Which is also the Rush, you know? So you should.
The best thing is to be machmir like both of them.
Tefillah in the day, right?
I know, but he doesn't pass like Rashi. He doesn't say the Icarus do it at night, and who cares about the day? He could have said the main mitzvah is to do it during the day. But it's good to be Machar. He says, no, the main mitzvah is to do it at night. Samoch letzvilasa. Samoch.
It's not necessarily
at night.
Yeah,
samoch letzvilasa means at night. Samoch, right before. So our minig is we should try to do the Rush. We should try to do the Rush. Well, let's just finish the Ramah. And the Ramah, not such big chidushin. And b'shasad chak, if for some reason, not a shasad chak and shabbos and yomtiv, that's been covered in the Mechaber. For some reason, she can only do it during the day, not at night. Or she can only do it at night, not in the day, for whatever strange reason, personal circumstances that come up. And the Taz and Shach give some examples, but it's not important. Then everyone agrees either way is okay if you're stuck. The question is just what is preferable to Chachila? And then he adds, well, Vaj, so tomorrow the base of a talk about, as long as she doesn't feel pressure to be in a rush to get home to her husband and she does a proper Chafifa. How, let's say you can only do it at night. She's very busy all day. She can only do Chafifa at night. All right, she's at work all day, can only do Chafifa at night. So, what, she has to make sure she's not in a rush. Okay, how does she make sure she's not in a rush? So interestingly, the Shach at the end of Sukkot Nevav quotes the Maharshal, who said in his town, it seems like they're this minhag. They used to do like the rush, but now they change the minhag to just do Chafif at night and spend an hour. And he says, he thinks then you're yotze everyone. Because even Rashi would say, if you spend an hour, then you're not rushing and it's not a problem. And from here, even though the Maharshal was talking about a specific minhag in his town, from here the Achronim extrapolate that if you're stuck only doing it at night, then you should try to spend an hour on your chafifa, because then you'll be yotze all the deos, and you'll be yotze all the deos, and you'll even be yotze Rashi, because even though Rashi is during the day, if you spend an hour at night, that counts as being yotze Rashi, because you can't possibly be in a rush. Now, sometimes, if a woman, it's not her first few months of marriage, it might be hard for her to spend an hour in Chafifa. First time you go to Mikvah, it probably takes more than an hour, because, you know, you're very nervous, et cetera, et cetera. But after you've been married a while, you get used to it, and you can't necessarily spend an hour in Chafifa. I don't know, maybe it depends on your hair. But some people have well-behaved hair, and there's nothing they can do for an hour. They can sit and twiddle their thumbs, and therefore, it's not that it... The Marshal's just discussing a dakan in his town. He's not saying this is a general din. He's discussing a particular minhag in a particular town. It's not a din that you have to spend an hour if you do chafif at night. It's just like a nice idea. And lemaisa, if a woman does chafifa only at night, I think the proper hadracha is she should set aside an hour for chafifa and really do as slowly and thoroughly as she can. And if it takes her an hour, great. And if it doesn't take her an hour, then that's okay. She doesn't have to twiddle her thumbs until the clock runs to an hour. But she should, you know, budget an hour for Chafifa and then be thorough. And if she finishes after 40 minutes, then she doesn't have to just sit around and watch the clock. I don't, that the Marshal was not saying it as a chok that everyone has to spend an hour. He was just talking about a particular takana and giving us some general guidelines. Lemaisa, I heard from Ari Willig, what do you do nowadays if, once upon a time, I guess it was easier to be mekayim the rush for those who wanted to do everything the most lechachila way possible, because I guess if your day revolved around the sun, then, it's sort of the end of the workday before Shkia, so you end your, whatever your tasks are for that day a little earlier, and you start your chafiva during the day. How about nowadays, let's say you work at a normal job, and it's December, and you're not going to be able to get home at 4 o'clock to start your chafifa before Shkia. So what can you do? So one option is just, so only do your chafifa at night, and budget yourself an hour, like the Eitz HaTov of this Marshal. But I heard very willing that really you can kind of the rush as well, even though this wasn't the original case of the rush, by splitting your chafifa. So do part of it in the morning, and that way you'll make sure you're not so rushed, and do the rest of it at night. Even though that is a bit of a chiddush, but we do find that chafif in advance works. How about Matzah Shabbos Yontif, Matzah Yontif Shabbos, etc. So lemaisa, if it's June and she has a normal schedule and she could start her chafifa at 7 and then finish and go straight to the mikvah at 6, then wonderful. But if that doesn't fit in with her schedule, which is much more likely during the winter months, but it all depends on her particular schedule, then the most proper thing is to be choshish for the rush, is to start in the morning, meaning, now here's where it gets a little tricky. Most Western people, on most days, regardless of their gender or marital status, do a good chafifa. Just because we have very high standards of cleanliness nowadays. So when she gets up in the morning, she should you know, be extra machfid to spend an extra few minutes showering and cleaning herself, etc., just to be on the safe side. And then she should finish her chafifa at night. Lemaisa, in our modern day circumstances, even though this is not what it sounds like from all the Nusay Kalim, in our modern day circumstances, it's always kedai to do your main chafifa at night, meaning leaning more towards the shultos than the shach, just because it's so easy for us to clean ourselves. We have running water, etc. So what should a woman do if she can't fulfill the rush kipshuto? She should put some extra time into cleaning herself in the morning. She can cut her nails in the morning. They're not going to grow that much in the workday, etc. And then she should clean herself again at night, and that will be, you know, that will be yotze the rush as well. Okay. Any other questions about Gimel? Yes.
What's the minhag regarding combing and showering at the mikvah? Is that a thing that women do if they bathed at home?
I think the minhag is, look, the Mechaber, quoting the Rush, really also in Tosos, only mentions combing. I think the minhag is that when they get to the mikvah, they do a quick, you know, 30-second shower and a quick comb of their hair before they dunk. Okay, maybe during Corona they didn't, but it was much more streamlined. But generally, the minhag is to do, you know, a quick 2 minutes before they dunk again, even though they just came from home, to be able to see this extra chumrah of the rush. Obviously not on a Friday night. Friday night you can't comb hair at all.
It's kind of random, but the Rav Moshe thing that we said about the Baal Tshuva, Bas Kasha, and he said she plows Yotzi Daraisa going to the mikvah. Is there any chance you do Chafifa though? Isn't it Ma'akev?
Chafifa is Ma'akev, but Minastam, she cleaned herself every day like a normal Western person. And keep in mind, when we say Chafifa is Ma'akev, that's only Midrabanan, right? Takanas Ezra. Midoraisa only Iyun is Ma'akev. So in any case, and what does Iyun mean? Iyun means to make sure most of your body in here is not dirty. So most of us do that all the time.
We have two. I guess here one is you can either do part in the morning, part at night, and the other one's to budget an hour.
Yeah, but it's better to do part in the morning, part at night.
Is there an advantage of doing it as early in the night as possible? Meaning at 7 rather than 10?
Meaning to have stomach. If you're at night, is it better to do it earlier so it'd be less mahuma labesa? Lechora, yes, I don't have a mucker for that, but it's a good common sense. The longer you wait, the more rust you'll be.
And is there a limit in the terms of the gap that there is between chafifa and tefillah?
That's what the rest of the siman is about.
Yeah, at night, if let's say you're doing it at night and at night, is there a mile of cuts in the gap as much as possible?
Yes.
Not like a 2 or 3 day.
Yes, absolutely. That's the idea of samach we see later, that the best is to be samach. And samach, well, it's not so clear what samach means, right? That's the shachs of cutting yodalid, basically paraphrasing the Darkei Moshe is about. But yes. Okay, se'if dalid. Chol tfilasa b'matzei Shabbos, she efshar lochef mi bod yom, tochof b'leil tfilasa. If her tefillah is Motzei Shabbos, which she obviously can't do chafifa on Shabbos, she should just do chafifa on Motzei Shabbos. Okay, now, whose opinion is this? The Mechaber says just do it on Motzei Shabbos. Whose opinion is this?
Pashas of Rashi.
Right, well, it's definitely the opinion of... Yeah, here, let's see, Sif Dalad. What about tefillah on a normal Motzei Shabbos, right? Not yontif anything, normal Motzei Shabbos. So, what would the Shilto say? Rabbeinu Tam would be very clear what he says. Chafifa b'Motzei Shabbos. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't really make it into the Shulchan Aruch so much. He was, you know, Kedarka Makodesh to Mekel, and, you know, we did whatever, you know, we have to be firmer than that. The Shiltos would clearly say Chafifa b'Motzei Shabbos. Oh, what about the rush of starting and finishing? All right, what can you do? The the where did you even start 25 hours ago? What would Rashi say? So, according to what we just said here, right? Rashi would also say Chafifa B'Motzei Shabbos. Why? Because it's the Esher. When it's the Esher during the day, even Rashi would admit you do it at night. Right? That is the Beis Yosef and the Graz shot in Rashi. Rashi, Lefi, Beis Yosef, and the Gra. Right? What did the Gra say here? Let's see if he says something pithy. He says, Af leperish Rashi, the call she came leshiltos. Even according to Rashi, and for sure for the Shiltos. But what about the first half of the Gemara in Samach Zayin Amud Beis, which says a woman can do a Chafifa 24 hours in advance or 48 hours in advance? Or 72 hours in advance. Doesn't that show that even if it's not say Shabbos, you have to do your Chafifa many days in advance? Okay, so either we don't pass on like that, the more later on rejects that. Or, you know, as the Gemara says, Kirav, can retire to Rav Yemar, or no, we only pass like Rav Yemar 24 hours in advance. If it's a two-day yontif, so you have to do 24 hours in advance, 48 hours in advance, it's a three-day yontif. Because then you can't do it on Motzei Shabbos. But if you can do it on Motzei Shabbos, you should. Okay, that's one shot. Who has a different shot in Rashi? Who has a different shot in Rashi? The Shach. The Shach says, the Shach, no, Rashi would say, Chafifa Be'erev Shabbos. Rashi Lefi Shach. Rashi, this is Machlokas. How far does Rashi take this Lehumu Lebesa? The Beis Yosef and the Gra, and most people say, what Rashi means is, Hada Efsher, Hada Efsher. When you can do it during the day, you should. When you can't do it during the day, just do it at night. That's the Efsher. Meaning, we're worried about Lehumu Lebesa, but what can you do? If you can't do it in the day, do it at night. Says the Shach, no. Even if you can't do it at night, even if you can't do it during the day, do it the previous day. Shach says something crazy. It's not a nice way to say something radical. It's better to do it 24 hours earlier than that night. That's how much Rashi Mach and Lehumu Beis. Oh, what's the case of EF, sure? Well, one shot is what's the case of EF, sure? One shot is Motzei Shabbos is EF, sure. Because Motzei Shabbos is EF, sure, so you do it at night. The other possibility is no. What's the case of EF, sure? Says the Shach. EF, sure, is Motzei 3-day Yantif. Right? That's in this long Shach. Kigon Motzei Yantif, Return Alom Shavar Shoshana, Vesamach Ale'el, etc. Maybe, how do you say Motzei 3-day Yantif? Maybe I'll just write it in.
Three-day
Yontif. Meaning, this is the machlok between the Shach and the other, the Shach versus, let's say, the Grun Beis Yosef. The Grun Beis Yosef understand that Rashi doesn't let you do it at night, do it during the day. But that's what you do that day. It's better to do it during the night than the previous day. The Shach is very radical. He says, no, it's better to do it the previous day than that night. It's even better to do it 2 days ago than that night. Just not better to do it 3 days ago than that night. And that's what EFSHR means. If it would have to be 3 days earlier, it's EFSHR. That's a radical Shach. Because he really takes very, very seriously this Shach of Mehuma Lebesa. The Shach, okay, we'll see a little. How it, the Shach actually takes it even a little further, and he says that maybe even on Motzei a 3-day Yom Tov, it just meant you should do both. Okay, that's very radical. Let's just read the Ramah here before we come back to that. Says the Ramah, the Umikal Makom Minag Yafa Husha Terchas Hetev, but Erev Shabbos and Matzi Shabbos Hachzor Tishrak Ma'an. It's still a nice minhag to do Erev Shabbos also and Matzi Shabbos, and then one of the Shachzor Gun Tess. That's not a nice minhag. That's Ikra Din. He talks about Ikra Din like his radical version of Rashi. But we see the Ramah was at least choshesh for this radical version of Rashi. Right? So, this is the Mechaber. The Ramah was choshesh for this radical version of Rashi. And therefore, what are we paskin? We paskin says the Mechaber, Lamaisa. Says the Mechaber, Al Pi Perusho Berashi. The Mechaber, based on his Perusho Rashi, says, well, when you told him about the Shabbos, there's only one Shita. There's no point to having a Rosh Lachachil Macher of both Shitas. There is no Machlokes Rishonim. So, just do Chafifa B'Motzei Shabbos. But the Ramah, who's clearly working off the Perush of the Shachin Rashi, the Ramah, I mean, that's a little anachronistic, right? The Ramah clearly has the same Perush as the Shachin Rashi. He thinks Rashi would be so radical that even Rashi would think it's better to do 24 hours in advance than to do that night. Therefore, he says, nope. He says that it's the Lechatchila. Do both Erev Shabbos and Matzei Shabbos. Okay, and that's what he says here, that she should do. Now, which is the main one? She should do the main one on Erev Shabbos and then do a little one on Matzei Shabbos. Tachshav Tisrok Me'at. She should, he just says to comb. But it means like wash as necessary. Do the main one on Friday, and the main one on Friday, and a small one on Matzah Shabbos, and the Shach and the Taz in Zion, I guess just the Taz in Zion here points out that then you don't say also the Sheltos, because that still counts as Samach if you were like finishing up so that you did mainly beforehand. Halacha l'maisa, what should we do? We follow the Ramah, we're Ashkenazim, most of us. And therefore, for one has tefillah on Matzei Shabbos, she should do her main hafifa on Friday. But because it's so easy for us to be machmir with our modern technology, she should do a main hafifa Matzei Shabbos also. Meaning we don't really follow the Ramah to say, do your main hafifa Friday and then do a little touch-up on Matzei Shabbos. We say, do your main hafifa on Friday and do your main hafifa Matzei Shabbos. Since everyone does their main hafifa on Friday every Friday, even if they're not going to the mikveh nowadays, after all, what does everyone do on Friday? They bathe themselves and get very clean and shampoo their hair and comb their hair and make sure there's nothing there and cut their nails and et cetera, et cetera. Therefore, Lamaisa, she should just be a little extra careful during her regular Shabbos preparations on Friday and then clean herself again on Shabbos, and that's how we're Yotzei the Ramah. It's not exactly the way he envisioned it. The way he envisioned it is, well, you can't have a proper bath twice. That's crazy. Like, you know, that's an impossible burden. And therefore, do your main bath on Friday. We see here how he was seriously on the side of the shot that took Rashi very seriously. And then, you know, maintain it, upkeep it on Matzei Shabbos. If you don't say everyone, Lamaisa, with our modern technology, we can clean yourself properly twice, Friday afternoon and Matzei Shabbos. And that's not really such a chumrah because everyone cleans themselves on Friday afternoon anyway. So just focus a little extra on Friday afternoon and then do a good job on Matzei Shabbos. And you yotzei everyone.
It was totally like a tangent, but the text like the Ramah in like Isra Hatzor, where he says like, oh, sometimes Kashrin Kalim has too much hotzaos, and it's really just a chumrah, so don't bother. And like I think like the Rav Pasim, like, yeah, but nowadays it's not.
So. That's what they quote the Rav, correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Does anyone say what you just said? As all the poskim say what you just said?
What?
Do all the poskim say what the modern poskim?
No, but that's the minute. I mean, I don't remember to quote, I mean, but that's the minute. Okay, hey, here there's no room for any machlokas. Ms. Donald's feel of a little Shabbos, tachof bayom. If she tovels on Friday night, she can only do her chafifa during the day. There's like
There's really nothing else to say about this. You can't do it at night, so there's only one possible. There's only one possible shita.
The vav.
Isn't the shach? Did the shach say you did it the day before?
No, she's totally Friday night, so she bathed during the day. She's not in the rush.
Okay, yeah.
Is there no reason to say that a chatzit will be done better in the day than at night because we can see better?
They don't bring that up. It's an interesting question. I don't know. I don't know how well you have to see for chafifa. Yeah, I'm also going to assume a little bit that, like, you're not doing your chafifa mamish, like, outside in, you know, in the street. Chafifas are often done in rooms that are pretty tsanua. So still, if you have a window, you can let in a little light, but, you know, I haven't seen that.
I mean, didn't the Taz say, like, you don't really have to do Ian anyway, you're just feeling and, like, scrubbing your body anyway?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, correct. I mean, still, everything's better with light. Okay, Vav. Chal Leil Tfilasa B'Motzei Shabbos V'Hu Yontif. What if the Leil Tfilah is on Motzei Shabbos, which is on Yontif? She'i Efshar Loch of Oz. You can't do Chafiva not that night, it's Yontif, and not that day, it's Shabbos. Then, Tachof B'Erev Shabbos. You do your Chafiva 24 hours in advance on Erev Shabbos. V'chein v'chol Shnei Yom Tov B'Yom Chamishi V'Shishi. And if you had a three-day yontif, right? Friday, Thursday, Friday, Rosh Hashanah, or in America, Thursday, Friday of Sukkot, or Simchas Torah, or Pesach, and Tach of Yom Rvi, and you have your tefillah on the third night of a three-day yontif, you can't do chafifa that night, or the day before, or the night before, or the day before, or the night before that. So you do your chaviva 48 hours in advance on Wednesday afternoon. The tikshur sarasekadosh leis bablu, and then you tie up your hair so that it doesn't get tangled in those intervening 24 or 48 hours. Okay, we are men; we don't totally relate to this, but women understand exactly what it means to tie up your hair in a way that it won't get. That it won't get tangled, as opposed to leaving it loose, where it can more easily get tangled. Before we read some of the details here of exactly how you have to go about this, first of all, what do we? What did I mean to say? I meant to point out beforehand that this machlokas in Rashi might tie into Tugur Sos in Rashi that you find in the Masoras Hashas here on Daf Samaches Amad Aleph in Nida. It says, Lochav Kilo Motze Yontif, Svar Machir Motze Shabbos. There's Tugur Sos in Rashi, what's the case of Iyashar? Motze Shabbos or Motze Yontif? The Girsa Motze Shabbos works well for the Beis Yos. No, regular Motze Shabbos, that's Iyashar. Girsa Motzei Yontif, why are we bringing Yontif? Ah, because obviously we mean Yontif and Shabbos together. And that works well for the Girsa of the for the Shabbat the Shabbat. So they might be totally on the Girsa and Rashi. It's not Mukher, but it might be. Anyway, as I pointed out here, what about 3-day Yontif? What about 3-day Yontif and her tefillah on Motzei 3-day Yontif? So, Tefillah bit Motzei Shabbos, or Motzei 2-day Yom Tov, where everyone seems to equate. What about if it would be a Motzei 3-day Yom Tov? That's where the Shach really goes out on a limb, and. And he says, everyone else says that Rashi would admit it must say 3-day yontif. That's what's called the Yefshar. He himself thinks, no, it's only sort of half the Yefshar. Based on the Gemara in Sam Zayin and Bey says, even 72 hours in advance, you can do Chafifa. Or Yemer says you can't. He says, no, you have to do both ways. So let's just point out, if it would be Motzei 3-day yontif, then... all the Achronim would say even for Rashi, even for the Shas version of Rashi, you do chafifa on Motzei Shabbos v'Yom Tov, because 72 hours in advance is worthless. The Shach himself says, nope, Rashi thinks that in between Shita, not as a Chumrah, but as an Ikra Din, Me'ikr HaDin, you need both Erev Shabbos v'Yontif, whichever comes first, and Matzei Shabbos v'Yontif, that's the most radical part of the Shach. The Shach says, well, I have lots of those who agree with me. And they say, if it's a Shabbos or a 2-day Yontif, then Rashi would think you should do 24 or 48 hours in advance. But 72 hours in advance is ridiculous. That's what Nimar says. We don't go 72 hours in advance. And he himself thinks that, no, really, Rashi reads Maskan of the Gemara, that if it's 72 hours in advance, it's an exact tie, and you have to do both of them. Okay, that's very radical. A lot of our chronim say no one's choshish for that shach. Like the Siddur Torah says, no one's choshish that much. In any case, let's get back to Vav. What if you have what's called Harchokas Chafifa Mitfila, like Mamash Harchokas Chafifa Mitfila, 24 hours or 48 hours away? So there's a few questions about how about Harchokas Chafifa Mitfila, meaning 1 or 2 days, a 1 or 2 day gap. Right? How do you have a 1 or 2 day gap? If you have a 2 day yontif and your mitzvah night is pumped in the middle, you have a 1 day gap. If you have a 3 day yontif, mitzvah night's on the third night, you have a 2 day gap. That's the discussion of Samach Zayin Amud Beis. Says Rav Huna, a woman can do chafifa 1 day in advance. Because after all, she does chafifa on Erev Shabbos and Tovos Matzah Shabbos. So we'll do chafifa 2 days in advance. Because after all, she could do chafifa for Shabbos and do tefillah 2 days later after Yontif. I won't do chafifa 3 days in advance. Because after all, she could do chafifa before 3 day Yontif and tefillah after 3 day Yontif. Obviously, this sounds like shach. Rav Chista and Rav Yemer both object. And we pass like both of them. Rav Yemer says, Rav Chista says, Shekain, Lomrina. No, only she can only do the Chafifa in advance if she's stuck to the Shabbos and Yontif, not stop because she's Mutah. And Rav Yemer says, 1 or 2 days in advance, yes. 3 days in advance, no. Okay, but it's clear that when you're stuck, you can do your Chafifa 1 or 2 days in advance. And what does stuck mean? According to Rashi, Lufi the Shach, it means Matzah Shabbos or Matzah 2 day Yontif. According to everyone else, it means the second night of the 2 day Yontif or the third night of the 3 day Yontif. So it's pretty clear from the Gemara that the Gemara on Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis says Mutter. It says, we don't say Shekain, meaning we don't say you can do it on a regular weekday just because you can do it on a Shabbos and Yontif. That's ridiculous. Don't do it Sam for no reason. And we don't say 3 days in advance. Rav Chista says, you can't do it for no reason. Yemer says, you can't do it 3 days in advance, or 1 or 2 days in advance, you can. Nonetheless, there are some Rishonim who think it is Usser. Which Rishonim think it's Usser? The Rush and Rabbeinu Yeruchim, Bedas Rashi, they have a Diuk in Rashi that was only Samach Zayin Amud Beis. By the time you get to Samach Ches, Samach Aleph, the Gemara changed their mind and says, Besof HaSugya, Bedaf Samach Ches, Samach Aleph, Chazru VeAsru. They changed their mind and they said, you can't do Harchokas Chafifa in Tefillah. The Beis Yosef is a Diuk in the Rambam. Not so clear if this diuk is mochak on the Rambam, but the Rambam does say something a little strange. It says the Rambam that Shas Adchak, she can even do chafifa 24 hours in advance. Why doesn't he say 48 hours in advance? So you don't know if it's davka, if it's lav davka, but the Beis Yosef, the Dasa Rambam, there has to see how this fits into the work, right? You have to say also they changed their mind, right? You have to say, they changed their mind. He says, That originally thought you could do one or two days in advance, but in the end you can't. Okay, he doesn't love this shot, but he says no. He didn't talk about it, but let's assume he means Basaf Hasud Yachazru Vehitiru Rak Harchakas Yom Echad Velo Shnei Yomim. However, we don't pass like any of them. We pass like all the other Rishonim. All the other Rishonim say, no. Mutter, like a Mefurish Gemara in Tom Zayin and Beis. Remember the Mefurish Gemara. Rav Huna said, a woman, when she's stuck on Shabbos and Yontif, can tell her 1 or 2 or 3 days in advance. And likewise, on a weekday, if she's in the mood. Rav Chissa says, no, not if she's in the mood, only if she's stuck. Rav Yehmer says, not 3 days in advance, only 2 days in advance. Okay? But we still say 1 or 2 days in advance. That's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins, because what do the Shulchan Aruch say right here? That if it's Matzei Shabbos Yontif, she can do Chafifa 1 day in advance, and if it's a third night of a 3 day Yontif, she can do Chafifa 2 days in advance. Now, even so, it's still not so Pashut, because you have the Chumrah of the Ravid. Even so, what's the Chumrah of the Ravid? Says the Ravid in the Balei Nefesh, you know when you can do Chafifa 1 or 2 days in advance? Only if Tefillah B'Zman and Mitzvah. Right? But that's only, after all, why can you be so makel? It's a pretty big kula, by the way. When women call and say, like, I don't know what to do, it's a 2 day yuntif, and I'm tobling, 3 day yuntif, tobling in the middle. And then you tell them, oh, you just do your Chafifa 1 or 2 days in advance and just try to be careful with your hair meanwhile. They're like, sure, you're a reform rabbi or something. They're like, no, that can't be the halacha. Come on. And I understand why they think this, because it doesn't match how careful we are. Like on a Tuesday, we're so careful. And all of a sudden, we give you a 48-hour break between Chafifa and Tefillah. It seems crazy, says the Ravid. Yeah, 1 second. Itaka is a little crazy. You know why they're willing to give such a crazy kula? They're only willing to give such a crazy kula because Tefillah B'Zman HaMitzvah, only because Tefillah B'Zman HaMitzvah. They wouldn't have been willing to give such a crazy kula just stam. It's only because Tefillah B'Zman HaMitzvah. And therefore, were they, and therefore, says the Ravid, Shema min yadahashta deleka Tefillah B'Zman HaMitzvah. Lomi by the mitzvah of Leil Shabbos v'yomtov the epshel maybe some chachmifa tvi'la. Ah, but the evidence, okay. But says the Ravid, no, bisman hazeh de'ain tvi'la bismana. He's assuming now that he's not called tvi'la bismana because we have chumadur mizera. A mitzvah v'lo hitiru leharchik chafifa. Mitzvah. Right? Nowadays, there's no mitzvah, so you can't talk about the tefillah. What do you do in this? According to the Ravid, what do you do if you're the tefillah and the leil tefillah in the middle of a 2 or 3 day yontif? You just wait till after the 2 or 3 day yontif, and you delay your tefillah. Then he quotes a little later from the Ravid. The Ravid didn't like totaling a Shabbos and yontif at all. We learned that in Kotzadi Zion. However, all the Rishonim disagree with the Ravid. All the other Rishonim say, Afilu Bizman Hazeh Mutter. Nein, Bizman Hazeh it's Mutter. Oh, why is it Mutter Bizman Hazeh? It's not a mitzvah. Why would they be so makel if it's not a mitzvah? Wouldn't it be better just to lay your tefillah by 1 or 2 nights and not have to get into any halachic bidyevids and sveikos if it's not a mitzvah anyway? What's the answer?
Own is a mitzvah.
It is a mitzvah. Remember what we learned in Kotzadi Zayin? If her obviously her husband's not in town, she wouldn't be macha chafifa mitzvah. That's pasha. But if her husband's in town, then it is a mitzvah because it's a mitzvah to be with her husband. And that's how the Beis Yosef explains. Maybe I have a little line and quote here. It says the Beis Yosef that okay, Nira. That the Ravid is based on the Shiltos. He says it's a mitzvah to Tovel. No, you misunderstood. You thought he meant tefillah was not a mitzvah? No. Shema Shekazah Racha, tefillah was not a mitzvah. Right? What did the Shiltos say? That it's still mutter because Tefillah is b'zman mitzvah. It says, no, ha'inim shum dekala b'ayla mitzvah ika v'havilak b'zmaner. No, it's the mitzvah for b'zmana. And that's what the Beis Yosef explains. Explains the Beis Yosef. Yesh mitzvah. The yesh mitzvah. Lehatira lebala. A mitzvah, she should be materis to her husband. They should be able to sleep together. Not because the tefillah is on a mitzvah. And then, I'm sorry, I know I'm making you wait. We already read the Shulchan Aruch. How do we paskin? The Shulchan Aruch paskin that they never retracted in Daf Samaches. No, we kept the heter of Daf Samazayim of days that you can delay 1 or 2 days in Chafif and Tefillah. And don't say that was only in their days, but nowadays not a mitzvah. Nowadays also a mitzvah. A, first of all, who says they're only mako because of a mitzvah? The Shulchan Aruch says they're only mako because of a mitzvah. But even the Shulchan Aruch says they're only mako because of a mitzvah. It doesn't have to be the mitzvah of tevila. It can also be the mitzvah of being with their husband. And this is how we paskin. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch says that even nowadays you're allowed to delay 24 or 48 hours when necessary.
Even more bismana says where, you know, showering on Yom Tov is ostensibly mutter. You say maybe it's cool on this why you really have to shower.
So first of all, you still can't comb your hair. So, and combing your hair is the main part. I mean, I don't say main part, but it's like, you know, the most crucial part. Because keep in mind, the odds that my hair... Okay, none of us have long hair. Most of us probably have wives with long hair. Ask your wife. It's been 2 days since you last touched your hair. What are the odds that you don't like pieces of dirt on your hair? The answer is probably slim. What are the odds that your hair might have gotten tangled or knotted? Yeah, it all depends, curly versus straight, etc. But the odds are much higher. So again, the most crucial part is combing your hair, and that hasn't changed with Bizman Hazeh. What about the fact that Bizman Hazeh, there are different shitas about showering on Yom Tov? So it's mekubal that whatever your sheet is about showering on Yom Tov, you don't change it for mikvah nights. Meaning, a woman who normally just never showers on Yom Tov doesn't shower on Yom Tov, it's mikvah night either. Either way, you still have to rely on her husband and tefillah for the combing. So a woman whose minhag is that she's not showering on Yom Tov, you know, like the shechter, with all the conditions, etc. So obviously, if she was going to the mikvah, she would shower first. But a woman whose minhag is not to doesn't change her Yom Tov minhag for the sake of mikvah. You could have said, no, we should make everyone follow the more mingle sheet and help us Yom Tov when it's mikvah night. No, you follow your normal sheet. It's the same for brushing teeth, etc. Meaning, whatever your normal sheet is, that's what you do on the mikvah night. If someone brushed their teeth on Shabbos, they should brush their teeth before they go to the mikvah. If someone, I mean, unless they just brush their teeth, they would, you know. Went to the right way Friday night, so it might not be such a big deal. But let's say it's a 2 day, 3 day Yom Tov. If you normally brush your teeth, brush your teeth. If you don't normally brush your teeth, then you don't. If you normally shower, shower. If not, not. Yeah, we keep the regular, whatever your minhag is on Shabbos and Yom Tov on a normal day, you're not makel more in Hilchos Shabbos and Yom Tov. You don't like switch your sheet, you follow to this mikvah night. But in any case, you can't comb your hair. I don't know anyone's matter combing your hair on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So you still have to rely on this, kula. Now, very, very crucially important line where am I? The shach at the end of Yud Aleph. I know, we're not, no, that's not what I meant. Yeah. One thing he throws, he mentions here, at the end of Yud Aleph, he says, "L'kuli alma." We'll get to the main point of it. Sheichal ayin v'livdok b'shas chafifa uv'shas tvila. Everyone agrees that you have to do another ion in shas tvila, and that's really in the mechaber. The next line in the mechaber, I didn't need the shach. Uv'shas tvila to ayin v'tivdok heitiv. He quotes it from the Ran, Kol Gufa, etc. Meaning. We'll see the significance of the shach in a second. But everyone agrees right? He quotes the Ran and the Rashba and everyone, even the Shachar just agrees with him. Chaver about a lot of things agrees. You have to do another Eon right before you Tovel. Meaning, even when you're Marchik Hafifa Mitzvila, you should still do Eon right before you Tovel. As a matter of fact, even on Friday night, it is a proper idea. One should. I can't prove it's halacha kiyum, but it's certainly a good idea, as we'll see in Se'ed. Yud. That you should always, even when you do your hafifa early, you should always do Eon, mamash, right before you tovel. Keep in mind, even as the Raisa Hafifa is Rabbanan. So the Rabbanan we make earlier. Why should we make it to make the Raisa earlier? Like, Eon is mutter on any Shabbos, you have to any day is mutter on Eon. Right? You're not doing it, you're just doing Eon. So a woman should always do Eon right before she tovels. So whenever a woman tovels on a Friday or on a Shabbos or Yontif, she should always do Eon right before she tovels. And that is what the Mechaber says in Shastfila Ta'ayim V'tivdo Ketiv Kol Gufa V'saris Rosha Shlo Yedomar Chotzeitz. And the it's Shach, even though he argues with a lot of points, the Mechaber says here everyone agrees that she should do Eon both B'Shas Chafifa earlier and B'Shas Tefillah and right before she tovels. And we'll see later that could save her from a lot of halachic shailas that come up afterwards. So Pashat, that whenever she does an early Chafifa, she has no right to do an early Eon. She has to do Eon B'Shaito. Eon is the right such. No reason to do that earlier than necessary. Now let's go through the Machlokas Mechaber Ramah here. Yeah.
You know the chashash of her Eon causing her to do something that might be a halacha?
We're not going there. Meaning, what if she does Eon and finds her hair is knotted? Maybe she will do a halacha. It's an interesting question, but we're not going there.
Is it necessarily halacha to like split the hairs? They're so both attached to your head.
What?
Is it halacha to split the hairs? Like if you're, you know, like if you're not attaching them from your head?
Yeah, you're just splitting hairs. It depends exactly what she does. She might be able to discover here is tangled and to tease it out in a way that would not be a malacha. But let's say, you know, classic combing out your hair and basically if you have a big knot, you just like pull out that hair, right? So that she obviously would be a malacha. You have to see what level of knot. I mean, you don't really untie knots in your hair. My assumption is whatever you can just like gently untangle with your fingers is not a malach of untying on Shabbos because it's not a real knot. But if it's a real knot, I don't think women who have real serious knots in their hair untie it. Certainly you can't untie it on your own hair. They just like either they comb it out, and if it's not a real knot, it comes out, or they just rip the hair out, which would be a malach. So, but we're not going there. Now, let us read the Mechaber. Says the Mechaber, or before we read the Mechaber, let's just preface it. The Mechaber understood that the Mechaber understood there's a Machlokes Rishonim. The Beis Yosef understood there's a Machlokes Rishonim. How do you have to act in the intervening one or two days? How do you have to act? So the Mechaber understood that there's a Machlokes Rishonin, that the Tur and the Rush and the Shotos said, you have to be careful not to feed your kids, not to touch anything, keep your whole body clean for that 24 or 48 hours. And on the other hand, the Rashba and the Ran and the Ravid said, no, you only have to be careful not to let your hair get tangled. Because if your hair gets tangled, there's nothing you can do about it. But you don't have to be careful with your hands and your body. You'll just, do a quick spot washing before you go to the mikvah. And it's no big deal. What if my hands get filthy over Shabbos and Yom Tov? I can wash them. What's the big deal? You only have to be careful with your hair. So do you have to guard your hair like you're guarding Fort Knox for 48 hours or 24 hours, only your hair or your body also? The Mechaber understood that from Machlokes Rishonim. You know, here we have. We have some space. I could use another color. here. Someone want to help me here?
No, it's in time. There.
All right, I give up. I underestimated how much stuff.
We're definitely. A lot.
Okay. Next year, we'll bring red. If that was chametz, I'm now postuming, it's not a problem.
What about the green one?
Okay, so what about Shmira Bein Chafifa Letzvila? Shmira Bein Chafifa Letzvila. So, says the, who do we say? The Sheoltos? And let's read you the Torah. Says the Torah. Vafilim cholo, etc., etc. Ulvav shetizahir militin tavsha levno milas asim dor shtovli chatsisim gam tikshar saroseha, etc. Torah. Verush say that Sarah. I guess we could call it Gufa. What do I mean by Gufa? I mean she's guarding her back and her knees. It means she's like guarding what she touches. But he says, but no. But say the Ran and the Rashba and the Ravid. Say the Ran and Rashba and the Ravid. You'll check your hands and your body. And therefore, Ravid, Rashba, Viran. Sorry, let's all this Lefi Beis Yosef. Say. B'shas Tfila. No, she only has to tie up her hair carefully. But everything else, she can touch what she wants, she can feed her kids, she can cook. Everything else, she should, she'll just be ma'ayin before she totals, and it's no problem. So says Mechaber, it's a machlokas. Whether you have to put your hair up carefully and not touch, not feed your kids and not cook and not touch anything and keep your whole body clean, or just put your hair up and your body, you'll be ma'ayin and you'll wash whatever needs to get washed later. Let's see how he paskins. I'm going to start again reading from the beginning of the Chaber without the Ramah. Chol el tfilas of Matzei Shabbos v'hu yom tov she'ef sh'lochof oz tachof be'erev Shabbos v'chein m'chol sh'nei yom tov m'yom chavish v'shish v'chol el tfilas of Matzei Shabbos tachof yom revii b'Shabbos v'tikshar sarasek kadei sh'lo yisbal b'lu u'v'shas tfilah. Notice he doesn't say any other precautions but tying up her hair. U'v'shas tfilah ta'ayin v'tivdok heitev kol gufa v'sarash roshah sh'lo yadavar chotzeitz v'tadiach b'sastar ma'im chayim shehuch mo'afil b'yomtev. She should wash out all her crevices, which might get a lot more dirt, with hot water that was heated up even on yontif. V'chein tachzol shineha betov b'shas tfilah. She should likewise brush her teeth well before she tovel sh'lo yishar k'rurim l'vos l'etzem. There are no crumbs or meat or bones. V'ayin le'el, etc. Okay, that's, we know the Ramah says if you delayed your tefillah, can you do it on Motzei Shabbos or not? This is the Mechaber. The Mechaber paskins like the second opinion. What did the Ramah add? Going back to the Ramah. Gam tizar b'yam shevein hachafifa l'tefillah mikol tinofes. V'shelo yidbak b'shem davar. No, it's not enough to just guard her here. She has to guard her whole body like it's Fort Knox. All the days in between, she has to guard from any dirt and nothing should stick to her. She shouldn't touch the food. Only sinasan lebenekhtana or feed her little kids. Tizahir, im efshali zahir. Ah, what universe is he living in? So the answer is im efshar. She should do what she can. Obviously, not everyone has servants. Some people have to cook. Some people have to feed their kids. Okay, she should do whatever she can. Right? The imhim dvarin and bucket. If you're talking about things that are sticky, then ef shali zahir. And what if she can't? There's no one else to do instead of her. She has no servants. She has no teenage daughters. She, you know, etc. Or she has to eat herself and touch the food. You know, I guess whatever. It's like finger food. She has to touch it. It's not a problem. But still, she should wash her hands every time. Anytime she touches anything, wash her hands immediately to avoid any chash of chatzitza. You know, you keep your hands dirty for a couple hours, you never know what they'll touch, whether it'll get harder, it'll dry on, etc. So this is the Ramah. The Ramah adds the shot of the rush. You see, there's a bit of a Sephardi Ashkenazi split here also. The Ramah adds. I mean, he doesn't subtract. He doesn't say, and you don't have to check yourself beforehand. He just adds and says the Shach and cutting Yud Aleph. He says the Beis Yosef just missed the boat here, Legamre, according to him. He says the Beis Yosef missed the boat. There was no more folks to be shown them. Everyone was talking about different things. Everyone agrees that A, you need to be careful of your whole hands and body, and B, you need to check them again anyway. It wasn't a chluk. It's like, what's the solution? To like be careful with your hands and body, or just to check them at the end? No, everyone agrees you need to do both, says the Kol HaRishonim. Lefi v'shach, say, Tizahir b'sara uvegufa, v'gam tachzor ute'ayin Bahem Bishas Tvila. He says basically the Beis Yosef just misunderstood all the Rishonim. There's no more folks Rishonim here. Everyone holds the exact same thing. And that's what he says. Even the Torah is Modeh to the Rashba and the Ran. There's no machlokes. V'chein harashba v'haran etc. are Modeh. And that's what he summarizes in the end. L'kulei Alma. Everyone agrees. That everyone agrees you have to be ma'ayin when you do your chafifa, and then again before you tovel. And you should be careful not to touch anything in between. Everyone agrees it's not a machlokas. Basically, what he says is that the Ramah is just all the Rishonim. There's no machlokas Rishonim, and that the Beis Yosef just misunderstood all the Rishonim. Okay, it doesn't really matter if the Beis Yosef misunderstood the Rishonim. Or if we're machmer like all the Rishonim, lemaisa, doesn't matter if Ramah is being machmer like two sides of machlokas, or just the two sides never argued and they both agreed with each other anyway. The halacha is the same. She has to be careful with her hair. She has to be careful as much as she can with her hands and her body, and she should iron everything again before she tovels. And that's what you do if you have a 24 or 48 hour delay between. Chafifa and tevila. Okay, how much can you bathe yourself with hot water if you're toveling on Yom Tov night? So notice, the Mechaber says you can bathe your Beis Hastarim with hot water. And the Shach adds here, but not your whole body. You can't wash your whole body with hot water on Yom Tov. And then we get into the big machlokas. Nowadays, you're allowed to shower in Yom Tov. You're not. We're not going to get into that now. I'll just point out that the Shachar brings down a machlokas. So he quotes the Masas Binyamin, and he says, nope, if the water's heated on Yom Tov, you can't wash your Beis Hastarim. You can't wash your Beis Hastarim. With water that was heated on Yom Tov. Okay, and then he goes through a weird minute and his day he tries to justify. This is a fascinating machlokas in Hilchos Yom Tov. I'll just point out. What does the Gemara say about chamin shehuchmu b'Yom Tov? Hot water you heated on Yom Tov, right? You open up the hot water tap on Yom Tov, assuming that, you know, the only issue is Bishul, right? Not you have a, nowadays, I don't know what they call it in America. In English, in Israel, they call it a Yonkers. Yonkers. A Yonkers.
which is spelled with a J. That's just the German company that manufactured and sold it in Israel first. And in America, they might call it a tankless water heater or something. And what do you call it?
Company boiler.
Boiler. Basically, the new technology is, you know, anyone ever go down to your basement growing up and see the boiler? Right? You have this big boiler. Or in Israel, you have a big dud. Right, on your roof or in the house, depending where it is, you could find them in Gruss. How does that work? That's the old way. You just boil up a whole tank full of water, and then you use it, and if a lot of people shower, you run out. Right? That's the old-fashioned way. So in that, what's the problem with opening up the hot water on Yom Tov? You're doing bishul, because whatever hot water comes out of that tank, new cold water replaces it, and the new cold water gets cooked by the existing hot water, and that's why you can't open up your tap on Shabbos. But you can't, but on Yom Tov, Bishul is mutter for mutter reasons. Okay, just want to point out that some houses have newer technology called Yonkers, combi boiler, or tankless water heater. I'm not sure if there's a more common word for it in America. They didn't have it in America when I'm in Elia, which is, it's supposed to be more efficient. Instead of boiling up this, because think about it, it's not so efficient. You boil up this whole tank full of water, like in America. Basically, you always have this giant tank in your basement filled with boiling water. Let's say no one uses the hot water. You go on vacation for 2 weeks. So there's a thermostat, and whenever it gets a little cooler, it reboils it, and you're just wasting money boiling water that no one's going to use. Or let's say you are home, but you don't use a lot of hot water. It still always keeps this because, you know, you always want a tank full of hot water just in case. In Israel, where people are a little more frugal, what they do sometimes is they set their Dut Shemesh on a timer so that it only boils the water when they're going to need it. But it's still not 100% efficient because you end up boiling water that you might not use. So the new, more efficient way is that there is no tank. There's just like a pipe. And the pipe goes over a flame, and when you open your hot water tap, it lights the flame under the pipe and cooks the water as it goes through the pipe. So you're only cooking the water that comes out your tap, that goes out the pipe. That's the most efficient way to have hot water. And you never run out of hot water, even if a lot of people shower, because it just cooks it as it goes through the pipe. On the other hand, there's a limit to how much water pressure hot water you can have. If people shower once, they usually only get a third hot water. Okay, in any case, none of that is, you can make your own decision how to build your house. The point is that it's important to know that on Yom Tov, if you have a Yonkers, you can't open the hot water on Yom Tov. Because every time you open the hot water tank, it lights a new fire. Like it literally like has an electric ignition that sparks the gas and lights a fire. And you're not allowed to light a new fire on Yom Tov. So, then nothing to talk about. But let's say you don't have a new kind of house with Yonkers. You have an old kind of house. I have Yonkers in my house. But if you ever come to my house on Yom Tov, you don't have to worry because we turn it off for Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, we only use the Dut Shemesh. But let's say you have an old-fashioned house, right? And turning on the water is just bishul. So you're allowed to do bishul on Yom Tov for a good reason. What's a good reason? So the Shulchan Aruch says about Chama Shulchan can be Yom Tov, and if you see the words, because that's what you're allowed to cook it for, Mutter Lirchotz Panav Yadav Viraglov, but not Kol Gufo. Why? Because Shavuot Chol Nefesh is washing Panav Yadav Viraglov. They didn't bathe their whole bodies that much nowadays. Of course, here's where it gets complicated. Where some people say nowadays it's different, right? But what's the fascinating machlokas here? Between the Masas Binyamin and the Mechaber. The Mechaber says you can wash your Beis HaStarim. Why? It's not Panav Yadav Viraglov. He obviously understands Panav Yadav Viraglov doesn't mean Dafka Panav Yadav Viraglov. It means a small part of your body. Because people often need to wash small parts of their body wherever you got dirty. Right? Some guy gets dirty on his, gets his elbow dirty, he washes his elbow. So says the Mechaber, lav davka. Rather, it just means part of your body. Part of your body, that's shavuot chol nefesh. But bathing your whole body, Nah, that's not something which they commonly did in the old days. But what does the Masas Bin Yavin say? The Masas Bin Yavin says Davka. And therefore, he disagrees with the Machaber and says, you can't use water heated on Yontif. And you certainly can't heat water on Yontif to wash your Beis HaSarim. He said, if you want to do a Hefzik Tara and wash your private parts on Yontif, you better find water that was heated before Yontif. Says the Masas Bin Yavin in the Shach. That's machlokes. What Chazal meant by panigod and ragla? Meant just a little, not a lot? Or do they mean dafka panigod and ragla? Okay, halacha l'maisa, there's a long bir halacha about this in Siman Tov Kaf Yud Aleph, who makes a proof of machlokes rishonim, and paskins against the Masas Bin Yavin, like the Mechaber here. So we would paskin. This is the bir halacha in Siman Tov Kaf Yud Aleph, after a long discussion, comes out on the side of the Mechaber here against the Masas Bin Yavin. Which nothing with Hilchos Nida. Just stop. Can I, if I decide I only want to wash, my stomach, just my belly got dirty. I'm not quite sure how. Someone spilled fondue on my stomach. And I need to wash it with hot water because the chocolate gets very sticky and et cetera. But just my stomach, just a little, just 6 inches here. So, the Masas Bin Yavin would say, sorry, you don't need to do it if you find water heated before Yontif. It's not a heter or a bishel. And the Mechaber obviously thinks it's water. And the Bir Halacha there comes down on the side of the Mechaber here, Halacha L'maisa. Okay. What else? The Baal HaShulchan also points out, what if someone doesn't have any hot water? Let's say it's Yontif and, or Shabbos, it's Yontif and they don't have any hot water motor to use on Yontif, whatever. They don't even have a kumkum, or Shabbos, etc. He says, if you don't have hot water, you can use cold water. Also, the when he says, Cham and Shehuchma, feel beyond to a Slav Dafka, if you don't have hot water, you can wash in cold water. You just basically do the best you can and then go to the mikvah. That's
it. Is this a case of tefillah on a Yontif?
No, tefillah with a 24 or 48 hours late. Only on a 2-day or 3-day Yontif. On a regular Yontif night, what do you mean? You just wash yourself an hour ago before Yontif. What's the big deal? But you should still do another eon. This is only this part about how to wash your Beis HaSarim and do a little bit rinsing. That's only if it's a 2 or 3-day Yontif and you have a 24 or 48 hour delay.
There's no other questions. We'll just do.
Does the chef write that we're going not to use hot water at all just because people are going to make mistakes? So as I'm misreading that.
He says some people have that minhag, but I don't think he means that's our minhag. Yeah, he just says some people have that minhag, but he says heichad nog nog heichad lo nog yesh lahat lehen, etc. Okay, so that's not him. That's a Masas Bin Yavin, and he says he thinks it's because of a different reason, but that's only some people have that minhag. It's not our minhag. That's why I said the rest of the shach deal with a minhag that's not our minhag. Okay, Zion. Fascinating machlokas. By the way, this machlokas that comes up, it also comes up in Hilchos Melicha. This is a principle in Kol HaTorah Kula. Famous machlokas in Rabbeinu Meshulam and Rabbeinu Tam. B'makam she'yoreos litbo b'layla. Remember those places? Why were they afraid to tovel at night? What did they have?
Lions.
I mean, there were a few cases, but lions was the most memorable, right? They're afraid to tovel at night to the lions. So what do you do if mikvah night is Friday night? So remember, if you're afraid to tovel at night, you can tovel on the eighth day. That's a kula, because you're stuck. Hold on a second. What if it's Friday night? Then you'd have to tovel on Shabbos morning. But we're imagine toveling during the day when you're stuck. You also have to have a 12-hour break between Chafif and Tefillah. We're imagine a break between Chafif and Tefillah when you're stuck. So says Rabbeinu Meshulam, no problem in Tosos, not in Shulchan Aruch. He says, if you live in a city where it's dangerous to tovel at night, if mikvah night is Friday night, just tovel Shabbos morning. Says Rabbeinu Tam, no. Why b'mokam shira, and we only pass on Rabbeinu Tam, she raised lipo b'leil, and ha'cha locha b'yom Shabbos, lipo b'yom Shabbos, detray kuli ba'adadi lo meklina, and kula disrach bita, v'kula darachak z'chaviyah mitvila. Big yisod Rabbeinu Tam, that's applied by the poskim all over your day. Even when we give you a kula for a shasat chak, you can't use two kulas. One shasat chak doesn't justify two kulas. What are the two kulas here? Number one, we're being makel on the gzera srach bita to allow tovling during the day. Number two, we're being makel on our chokas chafifa mitfila to allow a 12-hour break. We don't do two kulas at once, and therefore she just has to wait till Sunday morning. Okay. Ches. Yeah.
When we're giving like the number of bedikas and the kinds of bedikas, I feel like we were like, there was a wide range of different degrees of kulas we were deploying at once. Like there was never only like, oh, one degree, one step.
No, but those are all like one kula, just bigger or smaller. It was about the same thing. Here, these two kulas are about two different things.
She method.
Yeah, these two kulas, exactly. These two kulas are in two different areas of halacha. One is srach bita, and one is harchakas kafim mitvila. You can't do a kula in two different areas of halacha because of one shasadcha. Okay, now, am I going to say that there's never a case when we'll violate this because it's an even bigger shasadcha? No. But as a general rule, that's what we say. This comes up also in your day. Let's say there's something where makel for hefzim meruba. You're not makel two kulas for one hefzim meruba. Okay, but I admit that, you know, sometimes it gets subtle. Zahari, when you get a chance. Okay, se'ifim ches through. I guess you have bees. We could stick in your gimel also. It's somewhat relevant. Your bees are about very chomer common chaylus. Which is a woman tovels and finds a, well, Ches is not, but the rest are, and finds a chatzitza after toveling. And we don't know if the chatzitza was there beforehand or if the chatzitza came on afterwards.
The eraser doesn't work.
It's dirty. It's gross.
Should we get a new eraser?
Yeah, I don't know if we have a budget for that.
How many? It's doing nothing.
You can stop.
Okay. with Michal's Mechila, we're going to get a head start. B'yom chol, kol shem yantif, on weekday or yantif, meaning on any day. Emchafa ve'ina atzma hayom betavla belel yom acher if the diavid she did chafif and iyon during the day and tovled today and tovled tomorrow also la tefila b'diavid the tefila is valid b'diavid afrish lo hayo chafif u'bedika some of the tefila even though the chafif and the bedika is another word for what we call iyon was not right before the tefila. Okay, if you do the chafifa tefillah in advance, the di'eved, it counts. Bidi'eved, it counts. And that's pretty mefurish. A, if we're allowed to do it on Shabbos and Yontif, and the horror bidi'eved, it would work even if it wasn't Shabbos and Yontif, and also the whole sugya and that stuff, Roman base. If she found the chatzitza afterwards, then what's the din? Well, there's a difference between whether the chafifa was some of the tefillah or not. Implying she didn't find the chatzitza afterwards, it would be okay either way. So this is pretty poshut, right? We'll put in a chart, but for now, let's just write what we know. And the assumption is here that she didn't find anything. Right, so what's the case here? Chafifa ve'iyon. Rachok mitzila, and lo matza chatzitza acharkach tahora. She's okay, but aval im lo chafaklal lo also the tefila afal pisheina ba'atzma v'gufa. If she didn't do chafif at all, the tefila's puzzle. Even though she did Iyon. Chafifa without Iyon is still possible. Sorry, Iyon without Chafifa is still possible. Afil chafa miyana achar tefila v'sarka v'masri v'lo matza shom nima k'shura lo also la tefila. And even if she checked herself right afterwards and she didn't find any tangled hairs or any dirt or anything, it's still no good. Okay, what is the last halacha here? If she and the
The Ron says maybe there's 2 days in the Gemara about this, what's on the board, but we'll
just keep what we have. Now, what about Chafifa, Sara, Vilo, Ina Begufa, or Ina, even Begufa Visara, Vilo Chafifa Sara? She did Chafifa on her hair, but she didn't do anything in her body, not even Ion. Or she did Ion on everything, but she didn't do Chafifa on her hair. Then, Afilu Badka Acharkach, meaning, Lo Matza Chatzitza Acharkach, and afterwards she was clean, she's still Tameya. Meaning, if she didn't do Ion or didn't do Chafifa, even though half hour after her tefillah, she checked her whole body and she's clean, she's still Tameya. Why? She has the Cheskas Toma. She never checked to make sure she was clean. So we assume she's still Cheskas Toma. And even though she's clean now, we assume that she might have had a Chatzitza when she Tovelled and it fell off afterwards. That is very Chomer. Basically, Ion beforehand is Ma'akev. Ion afterwards doesn't help. Why? Because she had Cheskas Toma originally, Tovelt. Now she has a Chazaka being clean afterwards. Chazaka being clean afterwards does not beat the Chazaka of Toma beforehand. Tess, Vamed Varmamurim, Bishar Kolagof. Yeah.
Did we say that there's a sheet that Ion is within Chafifa? That's only with.
That's why I wrote this very carefully. She did Chafifa on her hair, but didn't do Ion on her body. She did Chafifa on her hair and her body, then the Ion be within it. Right? You see, I was careful. Tess. Bamed var mamurim. This is a repeat, right? We have this in Chav Tzadiches. Bishar kol agofa. Vesastarim. Kemen shein tzrichim biyasmayim lo ino osam. Kodem lo kem. Vacharkach ino osam lo matzavim. Shum davar. Also la tvila. But what about Beis HaStarim? Lo Ina Velo Chafifa Beis HaStarim Ve Lo Matza Chatzitza Acharkach. Then she's Tahora. Why? Because in Beis HaStarim, if she's clean afterward, that's good enough, even though she didn't clean herself beforehand. Because Beis HaStarim is more Mekel. Why is Beis HaStarim more Mekel? There's a Taz here in Sivkot Nir Aleph, which I cannot understand for the life of me. He says, well, maybe I can understand. He says, because Beis HaStarim doesn't get Chatzitza Soma. Oh, maybe I can. A Beis HaStarim says it's hidden, it's unlikely to get Chatzitzas. Okay, remember we had other pshatim at the time. Why? Right? Says the Taz in Kof Tzadites, because unlikely to get dirty. Remember we saw the Lavush in the Shach in Kof Tzadites says if it was dirty, the dirt would still be there because it's unlikely to get clean, meaning dirt doesn't fall off. And therefore, if we checked it now, anyone know how to do contrapositives? If it was dirty when I tovelled, it would still be dirty now. Therefore, if it's clean now, it must have been clean when I tovelled. That was the Lavush and the Matani Melech and the Shach himself in Kof Tzadiches says because you don't need Bias Mayim. Just Ro'oi L'Bias Mayim, and it was not clear what he meant, and what he meant was either what the Sidrei Tara says, that it's only Midrabanan, and that's why we're Mekel, because you only need Ro'oi L'Bias Mayim Midrabanan, like the Ritva Yetz Tosos, or Rav Moshe, who said, in Lundus, not your sheet on the board, who said Lundus, he said, because even if there was a chatzitza, whether or not there was a chatzitza, it's not a question of whether you toveled. You definitely toveled.
The water reached everywhere it had to reach. Just a question whether there's only apostles your tefillah. Since you definitely totaled it, you might have possible tefillah, we assume you totaled. Okay, that is why we have this kula. And as you recall, the Shach's approach also explained what will be by us Sif Yud Beis, while the Taz and the Lavush's approach do not explain Sif Yud Beis.
Why do we seem to be a little bit mingled here? But when it comes, there was a certain case earlier about like a woman getting out of the mikvah and like maybe a chassid will fall off her. She has like a baby with her, and like then when she checks, oh, it's going to be gone.
And we're matter. So that's not a base start.
Right, but here, regular chassid that you're expired in the field, why are we not concerned that it fell off? After the time she got out of the...
Because in a regular chafifa, we know she was clean before she went to the mikvah. If she put the baby on her, we assume she got dirty before she went to the mikvah. Okay. Yud. Okay, yud is where it gets tricky. Chafa ve'ina v'tavla. She did chafif and ion and tovelt. Ubaliyasa nimtza ledavar chutzitz. But at some point, we're going to have to find a three-dimensional space, make a, you know, three-dimensional chart, which is, beforehand, did she do chafifa? Did she do chafifa samach or not at all? Afterwards, did she not find anything? Did she find something? Or did she find something that was nisaskavo samin? And was it a makam goli or a beis hastar? Okay, but, well, I we don't have that yet. So, meanwhile, let's go sif by sif. Chafa v'ina v'tavla. No, we can do it with colors. Right? The third dimension is color. Chafa v'ina v'tavla. Uba aliyasa nintel dever chotzis. Whoa. Aliyasa, after she got out of the mikvah, she found a chatzitza. By the way, this is not an uncommon question. A woman calls, I went to the mikvah tonight, earlier tonight, and now I found the chatzitza. Or I went to the mikvah last night, and this morning I found the chatzitza. Ma'i simachol yom.
What's the classic example?
So what's the din? Sometimes it's nail polish is a bit of a trickier one because all these stuff are only if you're mesupik when that chatzitza got on you. If it's nail polish, you know it was here from before you tovold, and there's no meaning. Let me make one thing clear: all these seifim are only mokum safik. If it's a vada, you don't need the shofarach. So, for example, she says, oh, I found a little of my nail polish was still on my nail. Then you know it was there before she told her. That's a problem. But she finds dirt, right? She finds, like, smear on food. That's the most common things. Now, sometimes the shaila is, she found something your shirt was there before she told her, because you know where it came from. The question is just, this meat on makhlet or meat chain on makhlet. Ah, I took off the band-aid before I told her. And then after I told her I came home, I woke up the next morning, there was a little glue left under the band-aid. We know that came before she tovled, not after she tovled. Goes like, there was no way it could have come afterwards. Then the question is that machmed or ain't a machmed. Sometimes the question is, no, I found dirt. I found mud. And I don't know if it was on me when I went to the mikvah, if it came on me after I went to the mikvah. And then you have to use these on you have to use these seifim. So what if she found the chatzitza after tovling? So then it depends. If she hadn't done chafifu tefillin at all, then who cares? Even if she had no chatzitza, it would be no good. But she did chafifu and iyun, it depends. If she depends when she did the chafifa and the iyun. Here there are two lashonos in the Gemara. What are the two lashonos in the Gemara? V'amar Rava, tavla v'olsa v'nimtza alav davar chotzeitz. Im samach l'chafifa tavla, eina tzricha lachof v'litbol. V'im lo, lav tzricha lachof v'litbol. It depends if it was samach or not. Igad Amri, there's another lashon. Im b'olso yom shechafa tavla, eina tzricha lachof v'litbol. V'im lav tzricha lachof v'litbol. If it's the same day, she has to do another chafifa tefillah. And if not, not. May b'inayim, if b'inayim l'mischa tefillah, whether it has to be next to it. And then some girsos have mechum yom lishvul leil. You have to do chafif in the day and tefillah at night. We'll come back to this. So there are two lashonos in the Gemara, right? One lashon is that depends if chafifa was samach l'tefillah. One lashon is that it depends if
Safifa was Ba'oso Yom Shel Hatfila. Okay, what's the general Mahalach? There are two Lashon Gemara Ika Da'ami. Which one do we paskin like in general? The general Masorah?
Lishna Basra.
All else being equal, we pass like the second Lashon. So, which is the second Lashon?
Trick question,
because it seems to be that the Rishonim had different Yersos, which was the second Lashon. That's certainly the way the Rish Yosef presents it, which is that everyone passed like the Lishna Basra. They just have different Yersos, which is the Lishna Basra. So who paskins like the Lishna of Oso Hayom?
Rambam.
The Rambam. And maybe Rashi. Why do I say maybe Rashi? Because we know what Rashi's girsa is. Right? Rashi's girsa is Lilishna Kama being a Samach Achifa Tila and Lishna Basra not. Right? So maybe Rashi, why do I say maybe Rashi's Rashi not a posek, but Rashi clearly had Lilishna Kama being Samach and Lilishna Basra being Yom. But who paskins like the day of Samach and has that Lishna Basra? The Ravid, the Rashba, the Tor, the Ran, and, I mean, again, this is just who's in Beis Yosef, and maybe the Rif. Why do I say maybe the Rif? Because the Rif had this as the Lishna Basra. He doesn't pass it, he has this Lishna Basra, so the Chora, meaning, you know there's a Bachok's in Gersa, because the Rif had a different Gersa than Rashi. Okay. So we have to figure out how to paskin. We also have to figure, okay, how do we paskin? So, well, how would you paskin? Samach or Oso Hayom? Well, you seem to have a rove on the side of Samach. Not to mention the fact that it's the more machmir one. And therefore, the Mechaber paskins, what does he say here? Well, he doesn't say, the truth is, Mechaber doesn't tell us too much, just to be fair. Mechaber doesn't tell us too much, but here's where it gets a little trickier. The Rashba paskins like the day of Samach. Question is, what does Samach mean? And what does Oso Hayom mean? So that depends on the Girsa later in the Gemara. What do we mean by Samach? And what do we mean by, what's the Lashon? The Lashon is Ba'oso Yom. So what the Rashba seems to have understood, it's a little unclear. The Darki Moshe understood the Rashba a little different than the Beis Yosef, is that also is that Samach means the same Ona, meaning night to night. It could be 6 o'clock at night, 8 o'clock at night. So the Beis Yosef, Al Pi the Rashba, says Samach means Osa Ona. And what does the same day mean? Same day means even if you did Chafif Vayom and Fila Belaila, that's the same day. Same day means same secular calendar day, right?
2 hours.
What?
Same 24 hours.
Right, same 24 hours, right? Within, let's call it, I guess, 24 hours, right? Within 1 day, meaning, for example, Chafifa, Beyom, and Tvila, Belaila is Ba'oso Hayom. That seems to be shot in the Rashba, certainly in the Torah of Isaac Katzar.
that the machlokas is how close counts as so close that you're sure you didn't get dirty in between. Right? Again, the Malvar says maybe closeness is because you do a better job cleaning yourself. Well, the mainstream is that closeness is important because you. So, one day it says sama. It needs to be mamish the same ona. Clearly, this works because the Rashba is a Shiltos fan who thinks ideally should be in the same ona. Who says in the same ona. But also yom means you didn't go to sleep in between. You did in the morning, you total at night. That's also yom. That still counts as close. And then the years that we bought the nafmina doesn't need to be samach. However, there's another way, and this is the yesh omrin in the Darkei Moshe. The Darkei Moshe, he brings a yesh omrin, right? Okay, b'shem yesh omrin. He says, no, samach means... What's his phrase? Says the Darkei Moshe. The Yesh Poskim, not Yeshua, Yesh Poskim, the Inan Samach Mamish. Samach Mamish. Sorry, Yesh Poskim. He says, no. Samach Mamish. And, you know, Samach Mamish, whether it's Osa Ona or not. Right? Keep in mind, Samach Mamish could even mean two different Onos. If I do my Chafifa and I Tovel after taste, that's Samach Mamish. It's just in two different Onos. And even one Ona is not Samach Mamish. If I do my Chafifa at 6 p.m. and make it to the mikvah by 11 p.m., that's not Samach. And what is Ba'Oso Yom? Ba'Oso Yom means Ba'Oso Ona. That's what Oso Yom means. It means Ba'Oso Ona. It means not the day to night. Day to night is not Ba'Oso Yom. That's in the day is Aleph L'Chodesh and night is Beis L'Chodesh. No, it means both at night. And he says what he means by different yourselves. According to this shot, each one has a Chumra and a Kula. This Lashon has a Chumra. It has to be right nearby, but a Kula. It could be from day to night, as long as it's, you know, close by. This has a Chumra and a Kula. It doesn't have to be close by. It could be 6 hours apart. But it has to be both at night. Okay, according to this, it only Chumra one way. That's what he meant by different yourselves. Whether you only have the Mitzvah for the Kilo, you also have the Lach of the Yom, the Mitzvah of the Lila. Fine. Halach L'maisa, let's see how we paskin. Says the... Mechaber, starting again. Chafa ve'ina v'tavla v'aliyasa nimtza leda v'chotzeit in besoch ona shechafa tavla eina tricha tfila acheres. V'yem lav tricha tfila acheres. He says, toch ona. It all depends if it's the same ona. Now, the Darkei Moshe pointed out, you could get to that from two different angles. But it's clear which angle he's coming from. The Veragola tells us, tor b'shem rashba v'toras habayis. Right? This is the Rashba and the Torah Sabayist, which is his version of Samach, although the Gros says that this is also Yom. So either way, this is the Psak of the Mechaber. Let's just circle this.
It's not a classic Mishnah case for Rosh Hashanah.
What?
I mean, the Chaver is Macher for the Rosh.
So the Chaver?
It's Macher for the Rosh. I mean, this would not happen if you were following the Chaver. You wouldn't need to assume.
No, let's assume it's Samach, and he defines Samach as Osona.
But Osona for the Chaver, Macher for the Rosh, you wouldn't be doing it, Samach. Your Chafika would not be Osona.
Sure, but do you finish at night?
You finish at night, it's enough?
Yeah. Sure. You don't have a lot of time to get dirty. That doesn't bother me. What was I going to say? Yes. What does the Shach say? Says the Shach, Sivkat and Yudalid, Yesh Poskim. Where does he get the word Yesh Poskim from? From Darkei Moshe. Eimachach me toch ona, Ella. Oh, sorry, let me read the Ramah. Afi shayisach aviv samach letfila kum shachaf v'yom samach le'er v'tal le'pchidas alay v'hol v'ayim shtei onos. And he says, and it doesn't matter if it was samach or not. It doesn't matter how close it was. It just matters whether it's the same owner or different onas.
it's in different onas, then it's considered far away, even if it was samach. Adds the Shach Yudalid, V'yesh poskim ein mechalkim ein toch ona, ela bein samach letfila, olo, shema chafifa samach letfila, ein tzuch lachso olacha v'lipol, v'yum lach tzuch lachso olacha v'lipol, V'yesh poskim, say, I don't care one ona, two omas, I only care whether it's close. King that's a rive basa goes, machlokosam toli v'girsa, this is basically all a quote of the Dark Emosha, V'yesh lahach min kishtea deos, paskim the rive, yachmi machmer like shtea deos. So here's the Machaber. The Machaber says you just care about Osa Ona, whichever angle you come to. We care about Osa Ona. Says the Shach, however, we Ashkenazim, the whole like the Shach. Shach Machmir Kishtei Hadeos. We are Mach like both Deos. It has to be Osa Ona and it has to be Osa Ona. And it has to be samach. Meaning, when we make el, if you find a chatzitza afterwards, only if you did your chafifa at night and told the night, or during the day and told the day in rare circumstances, and there wasn't a long break in between, and it was close by. That's the only time it can be a make el. Otherwise, it's a problem. Which means that, at least as of now, until we get to the Sidra Tara. Let's say a woman tovels Friday night. Basically, what does that mean for a normal Orthodox woman? If she tovels Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday night, then she usually does her chafifah at night, goes straight to the mikvah, or does her chafifah in the mikvah, right? The Taz earlier mentioned the minhag, the pre-COVID minhag of most people, and Sivkat and Zayin of the Taz, of doing chafifah, of doing chafifah in the mikvah. Many people have gone back to that. Before COVID, people were very German, did chafifa at home. Most people did chafifa in the mikvah. That's the Shach of Katan Zion. During COVID, everyone did chafifa at home. I think nowadays people have gone back to most people doing chafifa in the mikvah, but wherever you're comfortable. In any case, it doesn't matter. We do chafifa at night and go straight, and a few minutes, half hour, however long later, we tovel, and it's samach and ba'osa ona, and no problem. If we find any chatzitzas later, we can just ignore them. If they're really misupa, if they're a suffix. However, on Friday night, if a woman tovels on Friday night, then she does her chafifa during the day, tovels at night. It may or may not be so samach, but it's certainly not ba'osa ona. So therefore, she finds a chatzitza on herself afterwards, she's in trouble. Because it wasn't ba'osa ona. And therefore, she could be in, she would have a problem if she finds a chatzitza on herself later. Okay, what about the fact that everyone's bound to find a chatzitza on themselves at some point in time? We'll come back to that. One or two more details, and then we'll have to finish this up next time, Amir Tzashem. No. Yeah.
The fact she says Ian right before the
What if you do it? What if she does tefillah on Friday night, but she's a very, very learned person and knows that you should always do Ion as samach as possible. So she does Ion before she tovels on Friday night. I don't know what the college teachers teach. I have to check. But they should teach, if you tovel on Friday night, do Ion before you tovel. So did that help to do Ion right away? Like, does Ion count? Says the Shach in Sifkatan Tesvav. Perish afilu iyana samach letfila doesn't help. Kevon shelo chafa samach letfila tzvicha tfila cheres v'imash v'divrei Ran shekasa v'kitemi by yune samach letfila filo chafa samach letfila may tzvicha lachaf lepol var iyana v'chol gufa samach letfila yesh lomar shevlo iyana yafa yafa v'chafifa lechel meish lahachi adkan l'shon v'yobes yosef v'yishiv and zeh. He quotes the Ran, even iyon besamach is not good enough. Because if you do iyon without chafifa, it's not as thorough. Now the Sidrei Tara here in Sukkot and Chav Tes takes on the Shach. It says, you Shach, what are you just quoting this Ran of Beis Yosef as if it's the Halacha Moshe Sinai? I have a deal that the Rashba and others disagree with the Ran. Say, Ion B'Samach is as good as Chafifa B'Samach. Right, notice the Mechaber himself never deals with if the Chafifa and Ion are not at the same time here. But the Sidrei Tara says, I say it's a Machlokes Rishonim and it's not so Pashim and there are Mechilim, but Lamaisa,
he still admits that he's machmer in the end because of this mafurish ran. And even though he says the shach should have mentioned it was a machlokes halacha lemaisa, he's not willing to be makel against the shach. So that's not the solution. What else did I want to point out? Okay, one last thing, and then we'll have to pick up tomorrow. The Rambam. The Rambam has a totally different shot of this whole Gemara. What did the Gemara say? If it's Samach, if it's also Yom, you don't have to do Chafif and Iyun again. Right? What did the Gemara say? Let's review the Gemara. It's actually one of these great linguistic... Right? Exactly, precisely. What does Gemara say? Im Samach / Ba'oso Yom Shechafefa Tavla Im Im Lo Chafefa Samach / Ba'oso Yom Litvi Lasa Tzricha Lachfof Velitvol. Again. Right? Again. But Em Chafefa Samach / Ba'oso Yom Litvi Lasa Eina Tzricha Lachfof Velitvol. What are the two ways of interpreting this? She doesn't need to Chafif and Tvila. Right? Does it mean rather she needs nothing? That is Rov Rishonim. Or does it mean rather, doesn't mean she doesn't need another Chafifa Vitvila? No, she doesn't need another Chafifa. Just another tefila. Ah, just remove this chatzitza and tovel again. You don't need to do chafifa again because you just did it recently. That's the Rambam. According to the Rambam, it's not much of a kula. Even if she did chafifa and ion and 30 seconds later dunked in the mikvah, if 2 hours later she finds chatzitza on her, she has to tovel again. Because maybe it got there in that 30 seconds. She just doesn't have to do another chafifa. Are we machmir? Like the Rambam says, Shavnerch, although Rambam ben kach u ben kach tzricha tzvila cheres, elo shizoyin tzricha lachsa, v'locha v'zo tzricha, chen das v'ni v'chem. According to the Rambam, even in the case where she did it besamach, she still needs to tovel again. She doesn't need another chafifa. Okay? If you're the machaber, if you're reading the machaber, do you think we're machmir like the Rambam? What would the rule be?
Stam yishom.
Stam yishom, v'loch gestam. But what did the Pesach Tshuva say? I am Chuva Shav Yaakov Simon Mem Vav Sheesh La Hachmir Kiha Rambam. Whoa. Bad news. Yeshla Hachmir Kiha Rambam. Even if you did everything 100% perfectly right, you just don't have to do the Chafifa, you have to drive back to the mikvah. Do we paskin like that Shav Yaakov? And did he actually say in quite those words? So if you look in the Sidri Tara, in Sif Katan, in Sif Katan, Lamed Beis or something. In Sif Katan, Lamed Beis, I think. Yeah. In Sif Katan, Sif Katan Lamed Aleph, that's my mistake. If you look in Sagan Laman Aleph, he says, first of all, Shav Yaakov, by the time he ended up with the Kula, says, if it's easy, she should be machmir. And he says, give me a break. We can't really be so machmir. Who can be machmir like the Rambam? For sure we pass against the Rambam, and his compromise is at the end. Now, if it's easy to tovel again, she should tovel again. Meaning, she's still the mikvah. Just go back and dunk. She should go back and dunk again. But if she already came home, and it's hard to go back to the mikvah, then we're not really machmir like the Rambam. Halacha lemaisa, what do we say? We say, if it's easy, be machmir like the Rambam. And that is, if it's not convenient
to be machmir, we hold like most Rishonim. So even though the Shav Yaakov said here we're machmir like the Rambam, first of all, it's only meant, at least in most circumstances, if it's easy. And then the Sidrei Tara said, regardless of what he meant, he's totally wrong. Just, you might as well be machmir if it's easy. So really, we hold against this Rambam. If it's easy, go back and total again. But, you know, if it's usually it's not so easy. If you stole the mikvah, go back and tovel again. But in most cases, we're not toshish for the Rambam, and you don't have to tovel again. Okay, we'll pick up Amir Toshem and finish up the next four seifim of Hilchos Nida, meaning three seifim from this the simon. And the next simon, Amir Tzashem on Tuesday. And tomorrow, spread the word, you probably in the WhatsApp group, tomorrow is Maros Day. Tomorrow is Maros Day. You to Joe, if you're ready for a rematch, right? For the belt? Rematch for the belt? Okay. He's going to try to be Machmer on us, and we're going to keep an eye on him.
The Rambam said,
"Mr. Rambam said, 'Osayon, for some of, and the Rambam sheet that that's interesting. The Rambam possibly Osayon. The Gra assumes he means Osayona." Because the Rambam meant also Yom and not also Ona, so it's not such a good cover. I know, then the question is, what if it's even closer than also Yom might be? Is that what you're suggesting?
I'm just saying, however, we're going to be mocked for the Rambam, are we going to also be mocked? Are we also going to take into account Rambam's sheet that about what Osayom is? Meaning, not the mocked for the ways that we're going to be mocked for Osayom and for maybe for something for and for not.
But that doesn't compute, because what the Rambam is saying is even in a case where it's considered close, you still have to total it. And Machlok says, what's considered close, what's considered distant? I mean, the Rambam say even the best case scenario, even if it's 30 seconds later, you have to total again. So regardless of what the sheet of
Sama is, you don't hold that Sama.
They only did that only if they do another Chafifa.
Right, it's a Chumra then.
Yeah.
So are we machmir that if he holds Osayom is meaning is the difficult inconvenient breakdown?
No, it's only for this part.
Only if it's...
Yeah, in terms of defining